6 months ago, heavy flooding devastated parts of eastern Kentucky, killing 44 people. Swollen creeks swept away homes, and in the small Smoky Mountain town of Isom, flooding destroyed everything inside the only grocery store for miles around. We spoke with grocery store owner Gwen Christian back then, and at the end of the interview, she said to me, "Don't forget about us. We couldn't forget." And Gwen's back on with us now. Hi, Gwen.
Good to talk to you again.
Well, it's good to talk to you. You've been in our thoughts. What does your store look like now?
Well, my store looks totally different now. What I have actually been able to get accomplished is we have a contractor. They removed all sheetrock, all flooring, all ceiling tile, all shelving, all registers, all everything till we're down to just a square box.
Mm. I remember when this happened, you told us that you had $23,000 worth of insurance, and it didn't cover flooding. The health department condemned everything in the store. Back then, did you think that you'd make it to this point?
I didn't really know, to be honest with you. And the first thing you do whenever devastation hits you, you try to absorb what's going on, and then you know, you turn to your family and you turn to your friends and your work family, and you just start kind of gathering together and say, what are we going to do?
So you turn to family and friends in the community. I understand you also received a $2 million loan from the Small Business Administration. Have you gotten all the help that you need?
Yes, we will be able to open our store and be able to serve our customers in the community.
But it took a while, right, getting that check?
It did. It took us about 6 months, but we've had community people who has been able to give us some donations and take care of us. And we had a great gift from Father Jim Sisko, who is a missionary of mercy from out of Berea, Kentucky, who actually was able to give me about $100,000. And that's what we've been operating on for the last 6 months.
Mm-hmm. You know, your store was not just the only grocery store in town. It was really a community center. Has the town lost that during this time? And do you think you'll ever get it back?
They have lost that. I kind of look at our community and I think we've really had some hard hits in the last few years. COVID was one, but put everyone inside their homes and kind of kept everybody separated. And right at the time that we were being able to come back out and actually mingle and talk and, just kind of show our friendships and check on our neighbors again. Then the flood came through. And when the flood came, it destroyed about 350 houses in our community. So it's kind of put a damper on things, but people are anxious to get back out now.
They are anxious to get out. And you're so optimistic. You've really been a caretaker for your employees and many people in this community. As you've dealt with your own loss, your employees have been on unemployment for the past 6 months. What's next for them?
The last unemployment check that they can apply for is for February the 5th. So I will go ahead and get my employees paid for the month of February. And then we hope to be back to work, officially back to work on March the 5th. And we hope to open our doors for our community and be able to start serving them the 1st of April.
And, you know, you won't say this, but I think you're personally bankrolling some of your employees because Kentucky unemployment only lasts 6 months. There will be a period where they're not covered.
Well, that's true. My personal family doesn't have any savings or anything left, but that's okay. That's just something we have to do.
How would you describe this experience over these last 6 months, Gwen?
I can tell you that I really feel, first of all, my heart's broken for my community because I've seen so much pain, so much hurt in my community. But I also can see that our community really has gathered around each other to let each other know that we care, that we appreciate each other, and we are doing everything we can do to help and support each other. So it's made us even be closer than we were before.
As hard as it's been, Gwen, you've got your eyes on your grand opening in April, right?
That's correct. And we're excited. today is Thursday. On Tuesday, we received all of our cases, all of our coolers. And so that was an emotional day. Today, they are setting our coolers and connecting them so they can get ready to do our grand opening. I think grand opening, what we'll basically do is what most people will call a soft grand opening, which means we just unlock the door and welcome people in. And once we get refreshed on our equipment and what we're doing and get everything organized, hopefully in May, we will have a grand opening where we'll have the balloons and all kinds of things going on.
Lots of reasons to celebrate.
Yes.
Gwen Christian owns the Isom IGA grocery store in Isom, Kentucky. Gwen, you're an inspiration to many people. All our best to you as you move forward.
Thank you.